Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Naga Students Federation strongly resents and vehemently opposes extension of AFSPA 1958 in Nagaland. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says tourism creates bonds of humanity, which is much needed at the moment. Coinciding with World Tourism Day, Greenland Nagaland launches air-conditioned green vehicle in Dimapur. And government releases revised operational guidelines and training manual for all medical officers on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Now the news in detail. The Naga Students Federation NSF has strongly resented and vehemently opposed the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, 1958 in 8 districts of Nagaland, as notified by the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA. According to the notification issued by the MHA, AFSPA has been extended for another 6 months in Dimapur, Newland, Chumkitima, Mon, Kifere, Noglak, Pek and Beren districts, as well as certain areas within the jurisdiction of 21 police stations across 5 other districts of the state. NSF said this unilateral decision by Government of India continues to disregard the long-standing demands of the Naga people to revoke this draconian law. NSF said AFSPA, with its broad and sweeping powers, has been used as a tool of oppression against our people for decades. They said AFSPA undermines basic human rights, perpetuates fear, and emboldens security forces to act with impunity in our homeland. The Federation firmly rejected the notion that Nagaland remains a disturbed area, warranting the presence of such an oppressive law. In this, the NSF reiterated its demand for immediate repeal of AFSPA from the Naga areas. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that tourism creates bonds of humanity which are much needed at the moment. Addressing a World Tourism Day event in New Delhi today, Dhankar said tourism contributes massively to peace. He noted that the entire world is yearning for peace. The Vice President mentioned that any conflict in any part of the globe is a danger to every part of the land as it disrupts the supply chain. Dhankar emphasized that the theme of World Tourism Day this year, Tourism and Peace, has great relevance. He added that the theme is also befitting for Bharat, the largest vibrant and functional democracy, which is home to 1/6 of humanity. Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, tourism is a sector through which a bridge of mutual understanding can be built between different cultures and nations. He said that tourism is a sector that connects all. Shekhawat announced that the Ministry of Tourism will soon release a master list dedicated to the all-round development of tourism in the country. On the occasion, the Vice President launched several initiatives of the Tourism Ministry, including Baryatan Mitra, the Best Tourism Village competition, industry partnerships with hospitality chains, a handbook on industry status for tourism and hospitality, and the Incredible India Content Hub. Concluding with the World Tourism Day, Greenland Nagaland, an NGO as part of the Tourism Facilitation Program, launched an air-conditioned green vehicle at Circuit House, Dimapur today. The 14-seater green electric vehicle, equipped with GPS and PS systems, is first of its kind in the Northeast region to be introduced, especially for transportation of tourists. Advisor Food and Civil Supplies, Legal Metrology and Consumer Protection, Nagaland, K.T. Sukalo, who launched the vehicle, appreciated the green movement initiated by the team of Greenland Nagaland. He urged upon people of the state to come forward, join the initiative, and become a supportive affiliate organization to augment the many initiatives of the government to ensure peace, prosperity and well-being of the people. Greenland Nagaland Secretary Dr. Swaraj Mukherjee highlighted the support received from many well-meaning people in making Greenland Nagaland a mission and a movement. he said a green mobility project will have similar green electric vehicles in all the 16 districts of Nagaland before the Hornbill Festival. Union government today released the revised operational guidelines and training manual for all medical officers on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Health and Family Welfare Secretary Apurva Chandra said that these guidelines and training modules are crucial for identifying individuals with NAFLD. Chandra added that these revised guidelines and training modules will provide a framework for all healthcare workers and help develop the capacity to identify non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. He said the government will constitute a committee to address NAFLD at the United Nations General Assembly next year. Director and Chancellor of the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences, Dr. S.K. Sarin, said the common causes of fatty liver include being overweight, obesity, genetics, alcoholic consumption, and certain medications. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. More than 80 crore saplings have been planted so far across the country under the Mega Plantation Drive Ekbet Margina. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change successfully met its ambitious goal of planting 80 crore saplings. According to the ministry, the target was achieved on the 25th of this month, 5 days before the deadline. The ministry attributed the success to the collaborative efforts of government agencies, local communities and various stakeholders. The Ekbet Marginam campaign has achieved nationwide success in afforestation, with Uttar Pradesh leading the way by planting around 26 crore saplings. The campaign was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the World Environment Day on 5th June this year in New Delhi by planting a peepal sapling. Woka District Planning and Development Board, DPDP, felicitated Ilobemo Iri for his achievement in growing the Dollars Coriander plant. The plant measures 2.77 meters, which was officially recorded on 25th April this year, earning him the Guinness World Record of the tallest coriander plant. The felicitation was done during the monthly DPDP meeting held yesterday at DC's Conference Hall, Woka. The advisor for agriculture, Martin Yantan, handed over the felicitation certificate to Ilobemo Irui, acknowledging his achievement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, in the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And the Lothar Wrestling Association, LWA, in collaboration with the Nagaland Wrestling Association, NWA, organized the Curtain Raiser program for a wrestling training camp at the VTB Hall, Woka, today. The event was graced by President of the Nagaland Wrestling Association, Vivolie Kezo, as the special guest. In his speech, Kezo said that traditionally, among the Nagas, wrestling served as a means of conflict resolution, where disputes between individuals were settled through wrestling without any lingering animosity. He also emphasized the significance of Naga-style wrestling, noting that this is a pivotal moment for Nagas as the state government is hosting a major event. He urged the Lothar Wrestling Association to do their best and produce good wrestlers from the district. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Naga Students Federation strongly resents and vehemently opposes extension of AFSPA 1958 in Nagaland. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says tourism creates bonds of humanity, which is much needed at the moment. Coinciding with World Tourism Day, Green Line Nagaland launches air-conditioned green vehicle in Dimapur. And government releases revised operational guidelines and training manual for all medical officers on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.